Today, the 9th of May 2007, is the 90th birthday of John Connolly. I'm Matt, his grandson, and I thought you might be interested to know that John is following a pattern set by his and my paternal ancestors on this special day. Let me explain. John's great-grandfather, Patrick Connolly, was born around 1814 somewhere in Ireland. He married Ellen McHugh in 1843, and they had at least five children before Patrick's death on April Fool's Day 1874 at the age of 60. Probably a very good age for a poor Irishman at that time. Patrick and Ellen's son Stephen, John's grandfather, was born in Lisnagrube, County Roscommon in Ireland, in January 1855. He later came to Chesterfield in England with his older brother Michael, and they worked in the coal mines. All of their descendants were so fond of the Derbyshire town that they lived there all their lives, all except John, that is. He left Chesterfield in 1934 when the opportunity arose to work in London. Back to Stephen, John's grandfather. He married Honor Nunkley, who had come to Chesterfield from County Galway in 1881, and they had 10 children. The first, born in 1882, was John's father, John Thomas Connolly. Stephen died in January 1947 at the remarkable age of 92 years. Amazingly, he had worked at the same pit for over 50 years until he was 80. Stephen was, according to family memories, a small man and a perfect gentleman who wore one gold earring. Stephen and Ellen's oldest son, John's father John Thomas, married Ellen Ann Dakin of North Yorkshire stock, and they had 13 children. Their first child, Ellen, was born in 1906, a year before they were married, so they're obviously keen to get their family started. But sadly, Ellen died within 12 days of her birth. John was their seventh child, born in 1917, of course. John's father John Thomas died in 1971 at 88 years of age, having worked until he was 76. All of John's siblings are now dead, leaving him the last survivor of the 13 children of John Thomas and Ellen Connolly. To sum up, John's great-grandfather lived to 60 and probably worked right up to the end of his life. His grandfather lived to 92 and worked until he was 80. His father lived to 88 and worked until he was 76. And John himself has just reached his 90th birthday, despite a childhood of poverty and struggle, and an early diet of lard and dripping. I'm hoping to continue this Connolly tradition of living for a long time, but I'd rather not follow the working for a long time tradition. Even with his many health problems and the difficulties he's suffered with his hearing and eyesight in recent years, John remains cheerful and always enjoys a joke. When others might have given up and felt sorry for themselves, John's always tried to look on the bright side with cheerful optimism. Although his two carers, Mary and Kathy, will quite naturally lay claim to having helped him reach his 90th birthday, a large part of this achievement must be down to John's own strength of character and his sheer determination. Just like his forebears, John's never been afraid of hard work. So happy 90th birthday, Johnny, from everyone!